Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Welcome back to 97.1 The Ticket. Scott the Gator Anderson with you. Doug will be back on Monday's show. Kang is with us, as always. The delivery man, Evan Jenkins, he's working the phones.
Who, Shredder?
Shredder, sure. I'm sure he'll come up with a new name, nickname at some point today.
Easy.
Yeah, he's got a bunch of them. But we're looking at the Lions schedule. It came out last night. NFL doing their best to, with all the pomp and circumstance about the schedule release. I couldn't watch it. I tried watching like 2 minutes of it. And I saw Steve Mariucci, Michael Irvin talking with Derwin James from the Chargers. I'm done. I can't do it. I just can't. I can't watch that. It doesn't make any sense to me. Because all we care about really is our schedule. That's what we care about with the Lions. We're Lions fans. So I look at the beginning of the schedule, Kang, and you get back-to-back home games to start the schedule, which is nice, against Philadelphia and against the Foot Commanders of Washington. Two winnable games. I'm not saying they're going to win them, but I'm saying two winnable games against teams that weren't very good last year, like the Lions weren't very good last year. Philadelphia and Washington are also looking at their schedule and going, hey, we got the Lions. Nice way to start the season, because the Lions aren't a very good football team. Third game is the first road game they play at Minnesota. And then the fourth game is home again against Seattle. So three of the first four games are at home, and they're against teams that weren't very good last year, with Philly, Washington, and Seattle. You kind of break, we've always kind of broken things down in groups of four because, well, it was 25% of the season before they added the 17th game last year. We're still going to do that. Those first four games, best case scenario, of course, you always say it was 4-0, but I'm going to go realistic best case scenario is 3-1. Worst case scenario is 0-4. Is there a realistic scenario for what they go 2-2?
I lean on 1-3 here, but I'm not gonna fight you if you say 2-2. You know, it's one game, it's the NFL. I will say the winnability of the Eagles game, I don't think is as high as maybe other people think.
I'm higher on the Eagles than most people too.
The Eagles made the playoffs last year and they got better, or you know, more talent.
I think the Eagles are good.
Everyone remember last year going into that game, everyone, well, this is the game the Lions could win, and they lost 44-6. So you know. I don't think of the Eagles as a win personally at home. Commanders, possibly. Seahawks look like they're just, this is a rebuild
Seattle
year for
looks
them.
Terrible.
Yeah. The Vikings are always tough, especially in Minnesota.
Yeah.
So I say 1-3, just football, but I can see 2-2 would be solid for me. That's not asking for the world.
No, I that's why I bring it up, because I think 2-2, you get off to a 2-2 start and you finish the season 3-3. Okay. You feel like you're taking those steps to be better. Now, you're taking the steps to be closer to mediocrity in the second year of this thing with Dan Campbell is really what it is. But I don't think that this team can make that giant leap to go from 3 wins to 12 wins in a season. So if they need to take the steps to get better, getting 2 wins in your first 4 games, I think would be great for this team. And I think that the fan base would like that as well. But then you get to the part of the season where fans start to get uncomfortable. Okay, they either get pissed or they're in an uncomfortable way. You get pissed because the team, let's say they start off 0-4. That's a brutal start. And then it's at New England, they have a bye week, then it's at Dallas. Things don't look good. Home against Miami and Green Bay. I mean, it ends up being tougher and tougher and tougher from that point if they get off to a bad start. And then as a fan, you put yourself in that position where, all right, screw it, let's scrap it, start blow.
Start losing games.
Yeah, just root for getting one of the top picks so we get the quarterback and we'll move on. If Blau's playing poorly.
No, you're right about that first quarter of the year because 2-2 keeps you engaged as a fan base, as even players, or more so the fans. Because I think the players, you saw how last year they're focused on winning every week, especially when you haven't won a game. But those guys are trying every week, you know. As a fan base, an apathy setting in, 2-2, I think you're there still. You care, right? Then you mentioned the next four games, like you said, the next quarter. That's a rough stretch.
It's a
they
rough
could
stretch.
Easily go 0-4 yeah. there. And that's when 2-6 at, you know, then you're right. Does it start to settle in, like, where the fans are like, well, let's just lose. Well, you only played the first half of the year, though.
Right. So we're just talking about the first four games of the schedule here. Three of the four are at home against Philly, Washington, and Seattle. The road game is game three, and that is at Minnesota. How do you feel about the first quarter of the season? Can the team get off to a decent start? And decent is two wins. Great start would be three. Ridiculous would be 4-0. Or do you think that they're destined to be 1-3 or 0-4? 248-539-9797 is a telephone number, same number to Ticket Texas as well. Because it almost feels like it's imperative they get off to a decent start. Just get the taste of winning early. Because as we've seen with other teams here in Detroit.
I don't know. Is there one right now?
Things can spiral out of control and the losing really
I can't
just
think
takes
of
its
one.
Toll. Think a little harder. It may come to you. We may get to that a little bit later on.
Right.
Some ticket texts coming in. College scheduling sucks as the time changes every freaking week. The Lions are consistent at 1 o'clock. Hallelujah.
This is like a Doug Carr special.
Oh,
as far as the schedule. Like he wants every game to be noon for college, and every Lions game I would assume to be at 1.
Well,
he's got things going on.
Yeah, Doug
always.
The schedule around his schedule. But yes, at least what he wants to know are the parameters right away. And it's easy enough to say Lions play every week at 1. That works. Joe from Warren, I work early in the morning. I hate the late games, so I'm very happy. Okay. I don't get the no primetime games thing, only because awful teams like Chicago, Jacksonville, and Seattle have multiple. All right, so I looked at the schedules, and in fact, yeah, the Bears play a big game, a primetime game against the Packers. I'm guessing that's it's a rivalry game, and they probably need to schedule at least one of the not-so-good teams there. So they get that one. But the Bears are also better than the Lions this past season. Seattle was also better than the Lions this past season. But Seattle's primetime game and Jacksonville's primetime games are both Amazon Prime games. So it counts, without a doubt, but it's not the same, is it? It's not the same as like Thursday Night Football where you just, turn on your TV and you could just hit it up. You have to have Amazon Prime to watch it.
Yeah, but the thing is about being on primetime other than just the night, game, which makes it, seem like a bigger game, is that's the only game people will be talking about the next day.
Oh, without
you
a doubt.
Get
no,
the
I get
attention, right?
Sure. No, I get why you want the prime, and I want primetime games too, but I guess my point is that they're pseudo primetime games with what Jacksonville has, what Seattle has, because of what it is. It's not on.
It's not the same.
Yeah, it's not on Fox. It's not on NBC or ABC or ESPN.
Or even NFL Network.
Right. You got to stream the game to get the game, which is a whole other issue that I'm not real thrilled with. 248-539-9797 is the telephone number. Same number to text us as well. Let's go and pick up Chris in St. Clair Shores. Chris, welcome to 97.1 The Ticket. Hey, Chris.
Hey, guys. I absolutely love the schedule. I'm a season ticket holder. If I know all my games are at 1 o'clock, I could have my Sundays planned out, my food planned out, my tailgating, everything planned out for the whole season right at the beginning. No curveballs, no variables. I love it.
But as a season ticket holder, there is a different vibe to the primetime game, though.
I mean, there is. The Jets game that we got blown out by a rookie quarterback, I got to carry the flag onto the field for Monday Night Football. It took my whole Monday to watch them lose. If I'm going to watch them lose, I want to do it in the comfort of my club-level seats on a Sunday afternoon, not a Monday evening.
I get that. But I'm just saying that there is a different vibe when you go to Ford Field and it's a night game or wherever you're at. It's just you have – there seems like there's something else in the air. There's a different kind of atmosphere. That I will miss, but I totally understand why they're not part of it because they're just not good enough. Plus, they've got the Hard Knocks, which is going to be a big part of them getting the national exposure.
But people are saying that the fact that they have Hard Knocks and didn't get a primetime game to show off the interest they're trying to build with Hard Knocks is weird. And on top of that, we understand why the Lions don't have a primetime game.
Oh, yeah.
But they're the only one. They're the only team. Like, I don't personally care, but they're the only team. That's fact. Yeah, you know?
But we kick off Thanksgiving like we do every year.
Every year.
And then, you know, it's – It sucks.
Is that more Detroit versus everybody, or is this completely deserved, you know? Because even, like, you know, the Texters and Colorado.
I'll tell you what.
Jacksonville, other team, everyone has one.
I would say it is deserved, but when you see that Jacksonville has one, and albeit it's a streaming game,
mm-hmm.
but that is kind of a Detroit versus everybody thing at that point, right? I mean, Jacksonville was the worst team in football for 2 years in a row. The top pick each of the last 2 years. And they're getting a pseudo primetime game. I'm not going to cry about it. It really doesn't bother me too much. I feel bad because they don't deserve to be there. And I feel like the fans deserve to have something. And I know that it is a different atmosphere at Ford Field, whether the team's good or bad when they play at night. It's still fun for the fan to make a whole evening of going downtown. You know, you get downtown at 4 o'clock, you're tailgating, you're going to different bars, whatever the case is. And then you get inside that building and it's loud and it's fun right up to the point where they, you know, start to lose, but it is fun.
There's definitely a different feel and atmosphere and buzz. Like you said, I mentioned earlier how the Lions don't have that marquee player. At least the Jacksonville Jaguars, they have Trevor Lawrence, you know, and star young quarterback. You think is going to be a possible star in this league and they can showcase that. But I go back to the text that said, dude, they're on Hard Knocks this year and they're not going to. So you gain this interest, whatever it is, nationally, right? And then you don't put one primetime game out there so you can see if people follow Malcolm Rodriguez or whoever, you know, have Frank Ragnow or whatever storylines they choose. You don't get, like, a follow-up on that. It's just, all right, there's Hard Knocks, and then there'll be 1 o'clock.
No, that's right. That is a little disappointing. More ticket text. I'm sorry. Primetime is not my time. Primetime is for people on the West Coast. I love that all the games are at 1 o'clock so that I can be up and I can watch them. I hope they never have a primetime game again. Well, I think that's going a little over the edge. I think it's a little much. I think people that would have that opinion maybe don't remember how great the atmosphere can be and how the fans do change things. That game against the Bears, the Javid Best long touchdown game.
The 8 false starts or whatever.
There were so many pre-snap penalties in the game because the crowd was so into it. I would love to have that atmosphere again. And they'll have that atmosphere again. I'm not going to be this year because I don't have any primetime games. But you have to give the fans something to cheer about. And it's likely to happen hopefully next year.
Well, even the one that the caller mentioned with the Jets, where they lost to the Jets. But do we remember the first play? Sam Darnold threw a pick six, and that place went nuts.
Yeah.
We're like, oh, my God, we're going to the Super Bowl.
Here we go.
And then the rest of the game happened.
And then Sam Darnold's like, oh, wait a minute, I'm playing the Lions. That was one of the most depressing games I've ever been to. Maybe the worst Lions game I've ever been to. You start the season and you think you got it with the pick six, and, oh, you don't got it at all.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.